9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. But ain't nobody shook though, Joe. We ain't shook over here.
I am.
Let DeAndre Hopkins come. I am too. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. They're already undefeated.
You didn't need that.
Man, DeAndre Hopkins.
They needed the help.
Chiefs and the Titans finalizing the deal to send DeAndre to the Kansas City Chiefs for a fifth round draft pick that could become a fourth round draft pick. Here's Ian Rappaport on the details.
It has been a long rumored deal that now is happening. Sources say DeAndre Hopkins, the star receiver for the Tennessee Titans, is in the process of being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The champs continue to load up. Another day, another big time receiver moves. It has certainly been a season full of them. We've seen Devontae Adams. We've seen Amari Cooper. Now DeAndre Hopkins is the latest. My understanding is this is in exchange for a fifth rounder that could become a fourth rounder. The two sides are still going back and forth now on salary. My understanding is the Titans are going to pay some of DeAndre Hopkins' base salary for this year just to make it easier for the Chiefs to withstand the salary. But this trade is expected to happen. So KC has lost Hollywood Brown. Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play this week. But DeAndre Hopkins is expected to be there. You're right. This has been a long rumored trade. But listen to how fast it happened. It has been nothing but rumors till about, I would say, midnight last night, Kansas City time. The two sides got together. They kind of threw hypotheticals back and forth. By about 5 or 6 in the morning today, it became clear that a deal would happen. Expected to be finalized soon. D-Hop going to join the Chiefs.
Not only are we going to trade them to you, but we're going to make it a little bit easier. You want to take some of that salary for you, just because you need some help.
Yeah. Yeah, we know you guys have it tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I don't know how much help they need, but I think they got themselves in where he's one of my favorites. I mean, I know there was talk, at least from me, I was hoping he was coming here. Because that's a guy, you talk about secure hands. He's a really good receiver. I think he's got a couple of years left in him. So, well.
I think he has a couple of years left in him, but you know what? All he needs is one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
All he needs is 1 year left in him. They get Hollywood Brown back next year. I mean, you know, they'll be all right. They just need him now. And he's a guy who's hungry. Oh, my gosh.
It's just, I just find it amazing. Of all the teams in the league, that's the one that gets them. Because a lot of teams could use the help. The Chiefs, the only undefeated team in football.
Two-time defending champions.
In a row.
Trying to go three-peat. Yeah. It's a great move, Ed. Outside of our coveting him and us being envious of the Chiefs, this is a great move.
Yeah,
I mean, in terms of football, this is a great football move. This is funny because who was it earlier today that said the Chiefs are the NFL's team? Who was it? Shiloh?
But I think he was saying it because
I know. He was saying it tongue-in-cheek because they cheat for them.
Well, yeah, they don't get any penalties.
Yeah, the NFL loves them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Shiloh, did you know about this trade when you called in? Because this looks like I mean, this is great for the NFL.
Yeah.
You have one of the marquee teams in all the NFL. Now they go out and get DeAndre Hopkins to stay on top. You don't think the NFL wanted this? I'm not saying the NFL orchestrated this because I don't believe that. I don't believe that. But you don't think the NFL guys in the front offices of the NFL in New York City aren't high-fiving right now?
Yes, I do. I do think they're high-fiving. Yeah. It's just like not saying they did it, but I do find it very interesting that of all the teams to go there, it just makes them that much better. Whatever.
Joe, I want to trade my car for yours, and to throw in, I'm going to make the payments for you for the next year. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a Mercedes. Let me trade you my Mercedes for your less than Mercedes, whatever it is you're driving. And by the way, if you have any maintenance, I'll pay it for you. That's what they just did.
They got to have some pictures on her or something.
For the record, I don't have a Mercedes. I was just using that as an example. But I mean, this is ridiculously great. but it's also ridiculous. If I wasn't a Ravens fan, I would say to you, I can't wait to see Patrick Mahomes throw it to DeAndre Hopkins.
You know, it just doesn't happen in sports. Now that you mention this, remember Chris Paul?
Yeah.
The league decided
that he wasn't going to the Lakers.
Yes.
But you know why the league did that? You know why that was decided?
I know they owned the team at the time.
Yeah, they owned the team at the time. And they thought it was not in they thought the Lakers were taking advantage of the situation, which is bull crap. They wanted the L.A. market. They wanted the Clippers to kind of raise that L.A. market. That's what it was. It was in the best interest of the league.
But I mean, but still, they interfered.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, that was they admitted they interfered.
Are you suggesting, Ed, that the league could have possibly had something to do with this trade? Are you suggesting that?
I think this league can make people disappear. I'm telling you, they're very powerful. And they do some stuff, man. I'm not saying they did it here. But I do think Trippy said and other people have said is a valid
shallow.
Shallow, I'm sorry.
You said they all sound alike?
They definitely don't. But no, I just think that I really believe the officiating is bent their way. And I don't think it's uncommon. I think it was the same way when Brady was with the Patriots. I think the Patriots got a lot of calls. A lot of things were overlooked. I think the Chiefs are in that category now with him. You know, they're the dynasty right now. They're the team to beat, and they have been for years. And they got the best quarterback in football. Whatever. But, yeah, I do think they get a little favoritism.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
The favoritism that they get from the officials, do you think it's a directive or it's human nature?
Human nature.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think
I agree with that. I think it's human nature. I don't think there's a director saying, hey, make everything work for the Chiefs. I don't think there's the man ain't at the controls saying this is what you got to do. I think it's human nature. You know those guys are great, so you tend to give them the benefit of the doubt. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45. But especially now with this DeAndre Hopkins move, we just asked a little earlier before this trade was known, have the Ravens proven that they're the best team in the AFC? Well, now here come the Chiefs, who are already undefeated, making this power move. How aggressive should the Ravens be in the trade market? Are you willing to give up a second or third round pick? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 9:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. DeAndre Hopkins going to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs and the Titans are finalizing that deal to send Hopkins to Kansas City for a fifth-round draft pick and a conditional. It could be a fourth-round draft pick, conditional.
Mm-hmm.
So the question, how aggressive should the Ravens be now in the trade market? And are you willing to give up a second or a third-round pick?
To give him a second-round pick, it would have to be a huge,
you got to give me names.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you an example of what I might do. Will McDonald of the Jets is second in the league in sacks. He's got eight sacks already.
Okay.
He just got drafted in 23.
Okay.
So he's on a rookie contract, first-round contract, but a rookie contract. He's going to be around for a long time. Defensive end, we need pass rush help. We can't seem to get it anywhere. You know he can play now. Somebody like that, I'd package a deal for.
Why would the Jets trade him, though, so young?
I didn't say they would.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Give him a name.
Hypothetical. You just give him somebody out there.
Can I go back to the Jets?
Or if the Jets decide this season's tanked and it's going to have a sale.
Can I give a Jets as a hypothetic?
Sure.
What if I came to you and I said, hey, Woody, I'm going to give you a third-round pick if you trade Hassan Reddick to me. Would you be willing?
He's right on the bubble, but probably, because he could help.
If you're on the other side, would you want to give up a third-round pick for him?
To get that headache out of my building? Yeah.
No, I mean, if you're the other side.
Oh, you'd be the Ravens side.
Yeah.
If you think he could help the team that much, yeah. I know they love their picks, but I don't know if he's worth the third round. He's right around, to me, that third, fourth round pick. From where he is, like he's not one
he's
of the
30?
Best in. Yeah, he's 30. He's not one of the best in the league. But I do like him. I liked him with the Eagles. I think he's a good player, and he could help the team a lot.
12 and a half.
We can't seem to get
12 and a half. 11, 16, and 11.
Yeah,
his past 4 years. Mm-hmm. I might give up a third for that because I ask myself this: if I were to draft Hassan Reddick in the third round this upcoming year, would it be worth it? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted him when he was out there. I thought he might be coming here.
I would definitely draft him. Yeah. But, you know, second round pick, man, you gotta court me.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you gotta tickle me a little bit for the second round
pick. That's a lot. It really is. So, yeah, it'd have to be somebody, like, it's something big. It's something you need, a real position of need. Like, and pass rushers, definitely. Edge rushers on this team, you definitely need that.
Do they need to be aggressive at all, though, Ed? Or can they stay in pat?
They could probably stay in pat. They've got a great team. But, I mean, I think they need help.
Joe, do they need to be aggressive in your opinion? You put this question together.
Absolutely, 100%, yes.
And you would be willing to give up a second-round pick for someone?
I'll say this. When I put the question together, it's more of saying a second- or third-round pick is how unhinged do you need to be to try to get somebody? Because this move today, KC saw how good our offense is and said, we need to try to match that.
That's exactly what happened.
Eric DaCosta needs to be on the phone right now and say, I'm calling the Saints and say, will you trade for Tyrann Mathieu? Will you look into other teams for safety or cornerback help? Mm-hmm. Because the people you have right now will get absolutely destroyed by DeAndre Hopkins in that offense.
Let me say this, though. Okay? Let me say this. The Kansas City Chiefs, let's say Joe's right, which I believe he is. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs watched the Ravens Monday night and said, geez, yeah, we got to do a little bit better than that offensively. Mm-hmm. We got to score points. They still, talent-wise, aren't as good as the Ravens.
No.
I don't think the problem is talent for talent.
I don't think it is at all.
I think the problem is what happens before it gets to the players. Mm-hmm. I think the problem when it comes to the Chiefs coaching. I don't know what it is. You ever saw the movie Waterboy?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to have that playbook. You won't give me that playbook. And Henry Winkler stood on the sidelines and his pumps. That's our coaching staff when we go up against Kansas City. That's our coaching staff.
Yeah.
They completely, absolutely, 100% bitch up. They do. And they just do dumb things. They do things that out of their character.
Yeah.
Like not run the football at all.
At all. Yeah.
So you can make, I would venture to say this, should they be active in the trade market? Yes. Just for the sake of it. But I don't think personnel for personnel, the Ravens are inferior to the Chiefs.
Absolutely not. Definitely not.
I think coaching for coaching.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you go position by position, even this is the highest skill positions they have, quarterback. Lamar's as good as Mahomes, having a better season than Mahomes this year. So despite the fact Mahomes has been, Lamar's having a much better season this year. We have a better running back than anybody right now. He's on pace for like a 2,000-yard season. So you got that tight end. I put Andrews up against anybody. Andrews and Likely. All right, Kelsey's, first ballot Hall of Famer. However.
Right now. Kelsey's in Hollywood already.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's in Hollywood, man.
Yep. So, I mean, person for person, yeah. I think we match up real well with them.
He's worried that, if he breaks up, that he and his girlfriend are never, ever, ever getting back together again. He's
boo,
more concerned about that.
Boo.
That's what he's more concerned about.
Leave that to
about.
Jeremy.
I was just saying, just even that Jeremy, when he gets me doing it, then I hate that.
Patrick Mahomes right now, a passer rating of 82.5. 6 touchdowns and leads the league with 8 interceptions.
Yeah, he does.
And they're 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, man. What happens when he gets it together?
Yeah. And that's, and that's what the assistants and referees call defensive pass interference when they pick off the ball.
Or will he get it together? Joe, you didn't like my never ever getting back together again? You didn't like that, Joe?
It was a good one, Dad. That was good.
He's an ass. you can get active. Somebody, buddy Phil just texted me and said, who do you want the Ravens to get? I don't.
Buda Baker.
I don't care who they get. I don't think the Ravens have a talent issue. I don't. Defensively, I don't think they have a talent issue. I think they have a schematic issue defensively. I do.
Go ahead,
get better players. Are you going to scheme them in good situations? Because right now you're not.
You have some of the best players in the league in that defense.
Absolutely.
Literally. Roquan, Hamilton, maybe the two best at their positions. Come on. So they do look confused.
Go ahead, make trades all you want. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the problem. The problem right now goes beyond that. I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 945, but on the other side, we want you up next on The Fan. Coming up on 930 in the a.m., DeAndre Hopkins. After this deal is finalized, it looks like it's done. It's going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. How aggressive should the Ravens be as the trade deadline approaches? Are you willing with giving up a second or third round pick? Let's go out to Timoni and get Bob. What's up, Bob?
How you up there this morning?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You must be inside my head or something, because I agree 100%. We don't need anybody. We get somebody, fine. But the Ravens' problem with the Chiefs, they've had them beat several times, is our coaching staff thinks they got to hang 35 points on them all the time. And, you know, we get behind, and we're a team could never play from behind. We're a running team. Andy Pignett watched that game the other night, and they said, you know what, we're going to have to hang 40 on these guys to beat them when we play them next time. So we got to go get somebody. I'm not worried about D-Hop or anybody else. I know we got problems on our defense here, and that will straighten it out by the end of the year. If we get in a contest with them, I think we're going to outscore them.
Hey, Bob, I said earlier, see if you agree with this, I feel almost like the coaching staff, and maybe it's Harbaugh only, because different coaches, same head coach, feels like he needs to beat Andy Reid and not beat the Chiefs.
I agree 100%. And he did. Andy Reid's in his head. You know, we had them beat in the playoff game, and they got off their game because they think, well, we got to score 35. You know, they scored 17 the first half, and you go back and look at it, they didn't need to score 35. And they had a game a couple years ago out in Kansas City the same way. Like, man, what are you trying? And he never played their game plan. But now they got a different deal. You let whoever the genius was figure out to let Derrick Henry sit on the bench the whole first half and have him come out fresh in the second half. The Ravens can play from behind because they have so many weapons now, including Derrick Henry. They got guys to throw to a different team.
Well, thanks a lot, Bob. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Billy in East Baltimore. What's up, Billy?
What it is, Rob and Dick.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Man, I'm mad as I don't know what, man.
What happened?
Man, we do need a big trade for this D-Hop situation. The only reason why they did that, because they seen how unstoppable our offense was, so they had to make a move. And even if we don't, the trade we need to give up a two for Max Crosby, bro. It ain't no use to play around. Give up a two, get Max Crosby, and we still might need another corner.
Hey Billy, you must want to give up a two and do that at gunpoint, because Max Crosby said he ain't leaving, and the Raiders said they ain't parting. You can't trade it, then you don't have a partner.
We gotta go get the dude Reddick from the Jets. Then.
Okay, I'm with that then. Let's see if that happens, because obviously he doesn't want to be there, and I'll give up a three for him. I'm not giving up a two for him. I'll give up a three.
Reddick should just sign a new deal with them, though.
I know.
And he's going to get, and he wants to get his money back, which means he needs to play to get his money back. The Ravens aren't going to tell him, hey, come play for us and we'll give you the same deal. He'll get all that money he lost if he just plays the games.
If Tennessee is willing to throw in some caveats, then I'm sure Woody Johnson can do the same.
You realize, though, the Titans, their owner vetoed a trade for Derrick Henry to us.
I know.
And then they gave up that for the Chiefs. They just hate us. They do not like the Ravens.
Oh, you know they don't.
Like, that is petty.
You know they don't. Let's go to Baltimore and get Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Tapping. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I was calling in because you guys were talking about earlier this morning about whether the Chiefs are the Ravens are Chiefs poised to beat the Chiefs now. And I think, yes, talent-wise, they're there. I think, like everybody's been saying, the coaching staff is the issue. But I think more importantly, the move that has proven that they can beat the Chiefs is that the offense is clicking on much more efficiency, especially with Lamar and his wide receivers in the running game looking more productive.
It's clicking more now than it was when they actually played the Chiefs.
Correct.
See, that's, and again, Corey, that's what we were asking for earlier. We don't have to agree with you. Just give us something real.
Yep.
Just give us something real. That's real. I don't have to agree with you. I just want something real. And he's saying, listen, we know they played them and they barely lost to them. So can you imagine if the team was clicking then like it's clicking now? Okay. All right. For that reason, you believe they can beat them. They've proven they can beat them.
I know they can beat them. They've got the talent to beat them. The problem is, I think it's what you come down to. They get a little froze playing the Chiefs because you go back and forget this last game. The earlier one this year in January, they shut them out in the second half. Shut out the Kansas City Chiefs and did nothing about it. Lost the game. I mean, it's just... It's a problem.
Who was the coach last year for the Titans? Who was the coach last year for the Titans? Was it still? It wasn't. No, it wasn't. Okay, so he has no ties with them then. Never mind. I'm setting up something. Bad setup. Timmy in Baltimore. What's up, Timmy?
Yeah, what it is? I think that Billy stole my thunder when he said about Crosby, but. The Darius, I thought, was out there. You could try to get him. And if you got to give up a little extra, I think it would be worth it to help Roquan in the middle. And plus, too, other than that, like you said, the offense should be able to get them. But I do hope that they do pull somebody in to help Roquan.
In a perfect world, Timmy, who would you get? Do you have a name? If you don't have a name, that's fine. I'm just asking if you had a name in mind.
Well, like I said, the Darius Smith, isn't he out there?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. All right, LaDarius Smith is who he wants. I didn't hear his name. My bad. Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? First of all, Ed, tell your coach, give us back our coach, man, at New York, man. We need Thibodeau back, man. My Bulls just, if we start tonight, but, man, they need to see to blow the whole damn thing up, right?
I like Thibodeau, except he makes the players play the entire game.
Yeah, yeah. But I agree with that last caller with that. But I'm going to say, Rob, we can beat, like, the offense was never the problem. I think we can beat the Chiefs. To me, it's the defense. We need a safety. And bring back Jadeveon Clowney for cheap. Jadeveon Clowney had a great year last year. Bring him back. He got some continuity with the team. Bring him back.
Jadeveon Clowney home, man. He's home.
I know. You can get it for almost nothing now, though.
Yeah, but he's home. Jadeveon Clowney's home, guy. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not saying he wouldn't do it. But keep in mind, there were other teams that wanted him. He chose Carolina Panthers because he lives – He grew up 30 minutes from the stadium. So he's home now. I don't know if he wants to make that move.
You think he's checking out? You think he's retired? Like,
no, I don't think he's checking out. I just think, you know, you get to a point in your career where other things are important. And I think maybe, I don't know anything about his family situation. This is his 11th year. You know what I mean? The guy's played a long time. It's his 11th year. I don't know his family situation, anything like that. Maybe he just wants to be home now. He's made the money. You know, he's done a lot. You know, now maybe it's just convenience now. I want to be home. That could be it. And again, I don't know his family situation. I know his family, but I don't know if there's something going on that he wants to be home or not.
Yeah, but I'm with Kai. I saw yesterday. I was looking at it. I said, you know, you can get him for almost nothing right now. But again, I think he does want to be home. Like Suggs when he went to Arizona.
Yeah,
just want to go back
until he wanted to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Let's go to Buffalo Zoe. What's up, Buffalo Zoe?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hanging in there, man.
Man, listen. You know I was happy for my Cooper trade, man, but just hearing this D-Hop thing, man, oh, my gosh. It's terrible. I hope my boy – I'm looking to see who will get Cooper Kupp next, man.
Yeah. Wide receivers all on the move this year, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping my boys will go ahead and send that second over for Cooper Kupp. I love to flood the gate.
It don't matter. Y'all not beating nobody over here.
Bro.
Hey, Zo, don't call him bumping your gums, man. Don't call him bumping your gums, Zo. Y'all not beating us. Go ahead with that.
Man, all Baltimore fans, we can lay it on the line. I guarantee you it's not going to be this way again, bro.
Oh, man, come on, man. We gonna Listen. We're going to beat you like you owe us money.
I hear you. We'll see.
All right, man. Take it easy. Let's go to Baltimore and get James. What's up, James?
What's going on, man?
Hanging it out.
I say, obviously, we're not making a trade for a receiver. EDC ain't in the market for that. But
you don't need to be.
We don't need to be. We need something on defense. But the one we can't make, man, we need to trade for Mike McDonald and get him back in Baltimore.
I don't know if he wants that demotion, man. Come on.
That's what he needs, man. Look, maybe get Robert Saleh or something. Maybe a Zach Orr get it together. I know he was on social media asking us to back up off of him. He made me feel bad because I was in his butt that week. I was like, man, cussing at the TV. He came on social media like, man, tell the fans lay up off me, man. Give me a lay up off me. I felt bad, but now I'm back feeling the same way.
You said I felt bad for a minute.
For a minute.
All right, James, have a good one. Listen, we don't – that's a problem to me, Ed. The defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens on social media asking people to back off him. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you, man?
Back off him.
You worry about that for? I mean, seriously, are you really worried about what they're saying about you on social media?
I'm shocked how many people admit that, actually.
He went on social media asking fans to back off him.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a screenshot of that. Ain't no way. I don't believe that.
If that's the case, you should just get off social media.
I have not seen that at all.
I don't believe that. I want to see that for myself. Mm-hmm. You have one of 32 defensive coordinators in the National Football League, and you're worried about what people are saying about you on social media?
First of all, I don't believe it, honestly, like you said. But if it is the case, then you shouldn't be on social media. Just, you know, you're putting yourself through it.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Notice all of a sudden.
It's always bothering
all
me.
Of a sudden, the Knicks are relevant, and he cares about the NFL, the sport that he loves, messing with the NBA.
Unfortunately, he's going to have to watch the Ravens and the Knicks. Before, it was just he just got to watch the Knicks lose.
Let's go back to EC. Ed Circle. This dude is so freaking obvious. He's worried about the NFL stomping on the NBA.
It's a good thing the Chargers aren't playing.
Am I in bizarro world right here?
At least I'm consistent.
This is...
Coincidentally, I didn't know this till just now. The Knicks are playing Christmas Day.
Yeah, you knew that.
It's been that way.
Remember the time the Knicks didn't play on NBA Christmas Day? Like, that's me either. Me either. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here looking at him like, have you no shame?
No.
Ed Norris, folks, is upset that the NFL, particularly the Ravens, are playing on Christmas Day. Then a year in which his Knicks are finally relevant. Can I put you at ease for a minute?
Sure.
And I hate to ruin your commission.
They're playing
Baltimore.
San Antonio.
I hate to, the Knicks play at noon.
Yes.
Ravens play at 4. You'll be fine.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. Ed, what was it like, though, in 1947 when the Knicks played the Providence Steamrollers for the first time?
At 2. I keep
I'll get you a bottle of Brook Latte, and you can watch both games.
But damn. It should be known, the Knicks have played on Christmas Day more than any other team. 54 games. They're 24-32.
I'm like, what are you doing? Stop. I wanted, at one point, I wanted to say, just stop it. Just stop it.
All right. You want to talk carjacking?
Yeah, right.
And that's the encore for the day. So if you missed it, Ed Norris commissions Baltimore today was lambasting. Just completely going after the NFL for playing scheduling games on Christmas, stomping on the NBA that he watches all the time.
I'm very concerned.
Oh my God! I mean, it messes up his Christmas routine.
Player safety.
Wikipedia's math was off. It's 56 games.
Really?
Yeah, because it says it's back-to-back sentences. They played more than any other team, 54 games. Then they're 24-32. And I said it, I was like, oh, God.
The math does not add up.
You don't know which one's right.
It's a good point, yes. There was no note on it.
Let's go to Brian in Orange Mills. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, man? It's funny as all the way. It's irrelevant that he's mad because the Ravens got to play. Well, you know, it's used to the Jets being bad, you know, so poor guy.
Save that for Q. That's not me.
How do you lose when the quarterback only throws 70 yards? Somebody help me. Take the wheel, Jesus. Take the wheel. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
What?
Yeah, man. At this point, he's just calling to make fun of you for being a Jets fan.
Oh, the fake laugh and all that stuff?
Yeah. Rick and Easton. What's up, Rick?
Okay.
What's going on, man? Hey, I just wanted to chime in about this Chiefs thing. But do we make a trade or whatever we do? The big thing is, man, everybody talked about chasing the Patriots. Now everybody's talking about chasing the Chiefs. If we're going to be chasing the Chiefs and they make a move like going out to get D-Hop, with the secondary playing the way it's been playing, stars back there or not, I mean, is there a move to be made? Probably. But it starts with the coaching staff.
Yep.
Like, you got to go get a move that's going to make your coach feel secure and not panic. You go back to last year's AFC Chiefs championship game where Travis Kelce said, "We know if we get into a shootout with them, we got a better chance of winning." And that comes down to coaching. How many times do we see Harbaugh look panicked on the sideline when we're down by 7, 10, whatever it might be? You even saw it this Monday.
Rick, I don't have a debate for you, man.
Hey, when did they panic on Monday? They stayed with the game plan.
I don't think they panicked on Monday, but when it comes to the Chiefs, I agree with that part. I think that's where changes start. We're more talented than the Kansas. Even with D-Hop, you're more talented than the Kansas City Chiefs. You should.
Yeah, absolutely they are.
Even with D-Hop.
Yes. Yeah.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed Norris?
Well, I don't know if you remember these, but this is a big day for me. PF Flyers are back.
Really?
Yes.
The shoes?
Yes. You can run faster and jump higher. Remember those?
Yeah. No, I don't remember them, but I heard about them.
Oh, I had to have those when I was a kid. They're back. Everything comes back. I love this because if you have a kid, like, they always think they've discovered it first. Like, you know, I think my son thinks he discovered the Doors. But same thing. Like, these sneakers are back now. They're going to be hot. Anyway.
I grew up in this Jack Purcell's era.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They're still cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to start promoting this. November 13th at 6 o'clock in the evening, I have an event called Baltimore Sports Talk, Be More Sports Talk. It's at the Woodhome Country Club, and you get tickets for this if you would like. And I'd like you to consider, because you got a good crew going to be there. I'm going to be there, obviously. But you got Rich Dubroff, you got Peter Schmuck, Chad Steele, and Eric DaCosta are the panel. So we'll be talking Ravens and Orioles, and it should be a really fun night at Woodhome, I got to say. So join me, 6 to 8, November 13th. Tickets on sale. Let's go to Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital website, mwph.org.
Is that what it benefits?
That's what it benefits. So it benefits the pediatric hospitals, mwph.org. Tickets are available. It should be a fantastic night. And I just talked to Chad, and they're planning. They're absolutely coming. So
you and some schmuck named Peter, huh?
Yes. Yes.
I kid. He knows that. Couple of national days today. Today is National Horror Movie Day.
Is it?
I'm not a horror movie fan. Are you?
It depends. I like stuff like, my favorite horror movie is probably The Shining.
Okay.
I don't like suspenseful. Yeah, I like suspenseful. And that was kind of a little gory, a little vibe. But I mean, I don't like the splatter movies.
Supernatural guy and all that
stuff. Yeah, that does nothing for me. I like the ones that are really cerebral and scary, like say, Poltergeist, The Exorcist. Right.
Oh, I love
Shining.
Did you ever see a movie called, oh my gosh, I can't even remember the name. With the
this is a puppet?
No. There was a ghost that you couldn't see that was having sex with the woman. Was it The Abyss? No. Oh, my gosh.
Hollow Man?
No. Somebody out there knows the movie. I saw it when I was young. It wasn't like graphic or anything like that. It's allegedly based off a true story. I'll think of it later.
That she thought she was having sex with a ghost. Or her husband needed a tan. Whatever.
That there's also National Boston Cream Pie Day. Not a fan.
I like the donuts.
I'm not a fan of that either. I don't like anything with cream inside. Today's
sure
also National TV Talk Show Host Day.
Get him to bite.
Can we move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Couple of birthdays today. No longer with us, John Heisman. You know him. Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
For Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Bunning would have celebrated a birthday today. Chichi Rodriguez. Remember him? He's the one that did the little sword.
Yeah.
And the great Pele, New Yorker, right?
Well
not
played
originally.
He played for the Cosmos,
right?
Yes.
And lived yep. most of his life in New York. Yep. Well, also celebrating the birthday today, Mike Tomczak, former NFL quarterback. You remember him?
Sure do.
And former NBA player Keith Van Horn celebrating the birthday today. All right, listen up, class. Sharing the birthday today, College Football Hall of Famer Doug Flutie. And former pitcher Al Leiter, who's older? Let's go with you first, Joe.
Ooh, that's
a good one, isn't it?
I'll go lighter.
I would have lighter's older. I wouldn't have gotten this one.
I'm going to say lighter.
Lighter. Doug Flutie turned 62. Al Leiter, 59.
No kidding.
Yep.
You know Doug Flutie's from Manchester?
Really?
Yeah, Carroll County. That's where he's born.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah.
All right. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.